Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
The original and best is down at the Villa Marina. Judith Leigh has been covering the Guild for us as ever this year. Jude, first of all, Fastamai, and secondly, you've had a very busy and very important day, haven't you?
Fastamai, Christy, indeed I have. You have come to me at just the right moment, because just about an hour or so ago, we finished a wonderful afternoon's entertainment in the Royal Hall here at the Villa. And it was all of the qualifying classes for the Cleveland medal test. Now, this is the first time that it's all been found out, as you might say, in one day, because normally the qualifying classes have been spread over 2 days. So we'd find out who'd got the first three places, and then we'd have to wait 24 hours and we'd find out who'd got the next three places. But there's been a subtle change in the qualifying for the Cleveland medal test over the last few years, for some very good reasons: to broaden out repertoire, perhaps encourage young people who are not so attracted by the classical pieces. And it seems to be working quite well. So the rules, of course, are that there are six classes for different voice types, you know, soprano, mezzos, tenors, basses. And so people compete in according to their voice type. And previously, it was the winner of each voice type class, but now it is everybody sings. There's a winner in each voice type class, but then it is the six highest marks who go forward to the Cleveland medal test, those who've achieved the six highest marks. And then a good example of this is that instead of having one of each voice type, we've in fact got two baritones who will be singing for the Cleveland medal. So it's again about the highest marks gained overall rather than the winners of each of the voice type classes. And so I know you're longing for me to tell you who will be singing on Friday night for the coveted Cleveland medal. We have got soprano Jane Corkill. We've got tenor Simon Bampton. We've got mezzo-soprano Jenny Derbyshire. We have two baritones, Matthew Quinn and Neil Taverner. And we have a bass, the lovely Terry Qualtro qualified. So there we have our six finalists who will be singing for the Cleveland medal on Friday night. They'll be repeating the two pieces that they chose to sing today. And the choices have been broadened out a little bit in that they can, to an extent, they're given some rules. For example, they had to pick a piece by a composer from the Southern Hemisphere, and then they could pick a piece of their own choosing, and they'll repeat that program on Friday night. It was a wonderful afternoon, and the adjudicator, she was so full of praise for the singing. She singled out things like intensity and passion of performance and beautiful tranquility. That was Angela Stewart that she said that. Angela was the contralto. And a depth and a resonance and a magical performance was what she said about Terry Qualtro. But she said that she just was blown away by the venue. She said she'd never seen anything like the Villa Marina. And we just love people to appreciate our little treasures, don't we? You know, the things that we almost take for granted. So it's been a brilliant afternoon's entertainment. And I just want to say a huge congratulations to everybody who sang, because we haven't got time to mention them all, unfortunately, although I will be talking more about this on the big show tonight at 9:00. And just thank you to everybody for a brilliant afternoon's entertainment. And it's a bit late now, because we've got an evening class that is starting very, very well, starting at 6:30. If you could get to the Villa for 6:30, I would urge you to do that, because we've got one huge class tonight that is going to be fantastic. And it's the songs from the shows. And this is for teenagers, 14 to 18 years old. And we've got a lineup of 46 singers, and they're covering every, it's an own choice of an age appropriate song. It can include film and television, And do you know, there's, I haven't spotted any duplication. So it's just going to be like a massive variety show, and it's going to be great. And so if you can possibly get to the villa now, I would suggest that you change your plans and come on down. It's going to be fantastic.
Do you know, you make it sound so brilliant, but with good reason, because it is always brilliant. There's a huge variety of stuff to go and see. And, you know, we're talking about the Villa Marina and what a special place it is. What amazes me, and you touched on it there, is the fact that very, very young people get to perform in the Villa Marina, which, as was said by that visiting judge, was it, who was saying, you know, it's such a special place. What an opportunity to perform at a place like that.
Christy, you're so right, because these adjudicators, they go all over the place. And in fact, the lady who was adjudicating this afternoon, she's worked in television in years gone by. You know, she's been in, and she's been in films. So they're used to being in all kinds of interesting locations in different countries. So for them to be blown away by what we've got, it's really quite a feather in our cap, I think. But I tell you what was lovely this afternoon. You know, we're making these little videos, which we absolutely love doing. And I pulled out a few people from the audience, people who were huge supporters of the Guild, great musicians in their own right, like Linda Corkish and Judy Cross and Muriel Corkish and people like that. And I was chatting with them about what these special occasions make them think about. And you could see that although they have been supporting the Guild for a long time, it doesn't lose its magic. They're still full of enthusiasm, full of appreciation for what they'd heard today, and just so wanting young people to give it a go and to still be part of it.
Well, absolutely. And as you said now, with those changes to the Cleveland Medal as well, it does give the opportunity for younger singers to take part in that too. And you've obviously just revealed the names, which is very exciting. Any sort of suggestions as to who might be in the running with a Cleveland Medal, or is it sort of, it could be anyone?
All six of them. All six of them have an equal chance, absolutely equal chance, because they're all so accomplished, all of them. They're all experienced, they're comfortable with their repertoire, they're well prepared. You know, it is just to some extent, and I think anybody who's been to a few Cleveland Medal tests will say this, it's what captures the adjudicator. And bear in mind that it will be a different person adjudicating on Friday night. It's not the same person who adjudicated today. So the person on Friday night will not have heard these people sing before, and so they come fresh to it. And it's what moves them on the night. It's what really stirs their musical soul will be the person who takes that Cleveland Medal away. But they're all matched in ability and experience. It could be honestly anybody's. I wouldn't dream of calling it. I really wouldn't.
You're ever so diplomatic.
No, I'm not sitting on the fence. I'm not sitting on the fence, Christy. I wouldn't sit on the fence. It's a dangerous place to be.
But it is
the truth of it. They've all got an equal chance. And I just hope that they all have a memorable, for the right reasons, a happy, memorable evening, so they can all go away. I remember years ago, Simon Fletcher's mum, Anne Fletcher qualified. And I saw her before she went on stage, and she looked absolutely gorgeous. And she said, "Oh, I know I'm not going to win," she said, "but I love being dressed up and I'm going to have a great time." And, you know, that's, I'm not saying that she, Anne knew that she had qualified, but she knew that there were others that possibly had the little edge on it or singing a more difficult repertoire. But she couldn't have been happier. She was just pleased to be there. And, you know, that's got to be the spirit.
It's all about
something else. It is what it's all about. And it's about friendship. And I saw a lot of that today, particularly I was talking to some youngsters from stage one, and they were just really good friends, as well as taking part in a class. They've been doing monologues, but you could feel the friendship between them. They were just having a lot of fun and enjoying competing together. They were all individual competitors, but there was no rivalry there. There was just a real core of friendship.
Well, that's really what it's all about. And of course, we'll be able to listen back to some of today's performances on this evening special at 9 p.m. with Arju. Jude, thanks as ever. And you're going to join us again tomorrow for a quick update tomorrow as well, aren't you?
I would love to, if you'll have me.
fantastic. Well, go and enjoy yourself down there. Many thanks to our Judith Lay at the Guild.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.in.
The Nation Station.